WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shops. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:35, it's Brock, it's Hunter. All right.
Alrighty then.
Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them. They got some great new menu items. They got pizza, obviously, but they also have pasta. They have subs. Oh, dude, their subs are insane in the membrane. So go check it out. And actually, Joey C's fits in today really well with the topic of the day.
Absolutely.
What's the matter for you? No, that's not the topic. That's their saying, though. What is your favorite food to eat wrong, and how do you eat it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people eat pizza crust first.
Crust first. That was actually, it was actually an advertisement for a while.
Yeah.
I think one of the pizza places did something where they did something with the crust.
But there's
trying to get people to eat the crust first.
There's some people that I see eat it backwards, and I'm like, well, that's the handle. Yeah. What are you doing? You don't eat the handle first. That's how you hold on to the pizza.
100%.
It's made that way. You're eating it wrong. And they're like, no, it's the best part.
Right there with you, Brock.
It's the best part. I'm like, you're a psycho.
Raving.
Leaves
in your mind, man.
Leaves in your mind, man.
Doing anything crazy?
When it comes to food, I will be honest. I don't really get outside of the norm of food eating it wrong. I thought long and hard about this.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I would say I do that's probably eating wrong, and maybe I don't know if there is. There's no really wrong way to eat food.
There is.
Soup with a fork.
I mean,
you know, you got that. What I do is like a sandwich, I eat around. So, because the middle part is obviously the best. So, what I do is
the best for last.
So,
man.
Instead of just, you know, starting in one end and working my way to the other, I'll work my way around the sandwich until I have that perfect middle bite where everything is just meshed together so well.
How about this? Do you do it for two reasons. And the first reason is the one you just said.
Yeah.
Because the middle is the best.
Oh, for sure.
You also do it because if you eat around the sides a little bit, you get that perfect mouth-sized bite right in the middle.
Oh, exactly.
Which is the best bite of the sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And it's perfectly, it fits your mouth.
You get all of the, you get all, and also, too, I can control.
I'll do that with pizza, too.
With pizza?
Yeah. I'll eat around the outside of the triangular piece. So I can get that nice mouth-fitting middle piece.
Just eat pizza normally. Hold the crust, put it in your mouth. What are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. I eat around the outside, and then I get the middle piece, just like you do with your sandwich.
So you leave it, so it's almost like a tea.
Yeah.
So you get that middle bite.
It's like a tea.
Yeah.
And that's a good analogy.
Very nice.
And you know what? You can dip it easier, too.
Oh, make
don't
it.
Don't you hate it when you're trying to dip something and you can't get it in there?
Oh, that's the worst.
Because
you got to shake it, and then it all comes out.
Or you got to fold it a little bit.
Ridiculous.
No.
I don't want to do all that. So I guess that's probably the weirdest thing I do, or how I eat food wrong in that sense.
I don't particularly do anything crazily weird, Brock.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you go into my freezer right now at this given moment or any random time you'd like to go and take a peek into my freezer, there will be a frozen banana in there. I have no idea, Brock. I have no idea. And it's not me. It's my wife.
I know exactly why your wife's putting a banana in the freezer.
Oh, no. No, it's coming together. No. Why else would you have a... I always thought it was
and
like...
she ain't peeling that banana with her hands,
no,
brother.
Oh, no. Damn it.
Your wife keeps a frozen banana in there?
I just discovered this live on the air. Oh, man. Yeah, frozen banana, bro.
I want you to be home waiting for your wife.
Why
when she comes home, I want you to be holding that banana back. Hey!
I always thought it was like superstition.
I've never heard of anyone putting a banana in there to eat a frozen.
I have no idea why she does it. Now I do.
The condoms right next to it didn't throw you off?
No. Frozen condoms do.
Like that cooling sense. This is what it's like to chew five gum. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's your favorite food to eat wrong, and how do you eat it?
I'm going to run home real quick and talk to my wife.
No more bananas in this house.
Right.
Brock, everything that rocks.
Good morning, 7:45. Brock.
What's up? I just thought of one. Right as you pointed at me, I thought of one.
Food eat wrong?
Yeah, it's not me either again. I'm calling out my family.
If you say a frozen eggplant, I don't know what to do with myself.
If you go in my freezer right now, I'm telling you.
You're Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's a food that you eat wrong, and how do you eat it?
My grandpa.
Yeah?
He used to put water in his cereal.
You told me about this once before.
Yeah.
That's...
And, dude, we're talking like 1980s, too. This is not like... You're not getting the best cereal, either. I'm talking like plain-ass, like Cheerios, plain-ass Frosted... No, not just Flakes. What were they before Frosted Flakes? Just Flakes?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dude, a plain cereal and then water. I couldn't, even watch him do it.
I don't blame you for putting him in that home as soon as
you're
you
going,
did. You know what? You've lost it, old man.
Right.
You go to that home right there.
Obviously, things aren't all together upstairs because you're putting water.
What's wrong with you, Grandpa?
On your cereal,
Quiet.
Bro.
This is how we did it in the Great Depression.
Well, it's not anymore. I'll take you to the store.
It's not just ice chests anymore. We actually have refrigerators that run on electricity. Nicholas had a good one. He said Sloppy Joe's. I put the Sloppy Joe meat in a bowl, ripped the buns into little pieces, put a splash of it, of open pit, and then mix it all together.
Yeah, that's not right.
That is not right at all.
That's not right, man.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe.
Here's one thing I do with my Sloppy Joe, and I think people do this, is cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Mustard, which is weird.
Never tried it with mustard.
Try it. Yeah. It's weird. I'm not a big mustard fan. Yeah. I can't eat mustard. I basically have mustard taken off my hamburger.
Yeah.
But mustard on a Sloppy Joe, for some reason, it works. And the original Lay's chips.
Oh, nice. A little crunch in there.
Yeah, so you throw the chips on there with cheese and some mustard. Dude,
I do a little hot sauce on my
game.
Sour
over.
Cream's good, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little dollop of Daisy, if you will.
How about this?
Hmm.
Ketchup in your macaroni and cheese.
Oh, of course. That's not eating it wrong. If you don't put ketchup in your macaroni and cheese, you're missing out. It's so good.
I don't know.
It's so good.
It's not bad.
Oh, it's delicious.
Come on, man.
Shut up.
Pure cheese.
Your grandpa had water cereal. I trust your palate. That moved down a generation or two.
Could you cut up my hot dogs and put them in my macaroni and cheese, would you?
Dana said, I love plain spaghetti noodles with peanut butter and soy sauce on them. All right. You're obviously a cereal killer, Dana, because that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Plain spaghetti noodles with peanut butter and soy sauce?
How do you even make it?
Do you just mix it in there?
Yeah. Because peanut butter's thick.
Good God.
And then soy? How did you even discover that? I mean, were you broke-ass poor in college and you were going through your cupboard and literally had noodles, peanut butter,
that has to be
soy sauce?
That or you are just high all the time. No, man.
I'm telling you, man. It's good, man.
Robert said, Kit Kats, I eat them whole. I'm actually guilty of that, too. I don't break them apart. I just bite into it.
Wait, what?
So instead of breaking apart one by one.
Yeah, because they come in fours.
Yeah, you just bite right into the four. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's psycho.
What?
Come on.
That's great. You get all of it.
You know how much work they put into that so you can break it apart?
There's some guy at Kit Kat who's looking at me through a window like, dude.
He's got his hands up like, you effing serious, man? Psycho?
He's been into it.
Right.
It's been hours.
You're probably like that owl who just bites his Tootsie Pop.
One, two.
That's not how you do it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break after I read Kayla's because I'm going to need a break after this. I saw a quick glimpse of it. I'm like, no way. Joey C's Pizzeria topic today. What's food do you eat wrong and how do you eat it? Kayla says, I cut pineapple into quarters, cover with sour cream, sprinkle brown sugar over the sour cream, and then cut into individual pieces and serve.
You might go on death row.
That's
a life sentence.
Any officers listening right now, I want you to go to Kayla Smith's house.
One more time.
Cut pineapples into quarters, cover them with sour cream, sprinkle brown sugar over the sour cream, cut into individual pieces, and serve. What? To the victims that you're keeping chained up in your basement, you psycho? Is that who you're serving that to, Kayla?
Ah,
what the hell?
Dude, that's bad.
It puts the lotion on its skin, and then it eats the pineapple in the sour cream. Ah!
Attention, Rex. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Stop looking at it.
I can't. I just can't believe it. I got to read this ad. So this topic reminded me of something I saw on Reddit a long time ago, and I found it. And it's an old ad from like the 70s of Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
And this is what it says. I'm going to read you the title, and then I'm going to read the first like two sentences of the paragraph that they're advertising with. This it says, only Miracle Whip can make pears taste so good. Miracle Whip and pears, Brock.
Sounds great.
So listen to this. This is what it says. This is an explanation of it. Miracle Whip was specifically created to make even the simplest salads exciting. So they're putting Miracle Whip in their salad?
That's a salad dressing. Miracle Whip is a salad dressing.
With just a, it says, with just a pear half and a lettuce leaf, you can have a wonderful salad just by using Miracle Whip.
Grandma, I'm putting you down.
I'm putting you down, Grandma. That is dead.
If you bring that pear salad wrap over here, I'm putting you down. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What food do you eat wrong, and how do you eat it? Maybe you like pears and Miracle Whip, you psycho. Michelle said, I love pizza, but I prefer it with no sauce. Michelle, I'm going to blow your mind.
Oh, wow.
That's called cheese bread.
All right. Yeah.
No, it's pizza, just no sauce.
Why not the sauce?
It's the best, one of the best places.
Does she not really not like it?
I don't know. See, I love it. More sauce, the better. Dude. Sarah said, okie dokie popcorn with a spoon so I don't get orange sticky fingers. Oh my God.
What a psycho. What? Come on.
Well, I'm just sitting there just spooning okie dokie cheese popcorn into my mouth.
Are you eating a bowl of cereal? No, it's popcorn.
It's cheesy popcorn. What? Why? Then you get second meal, though, when you lick your fingers off.
You know what? I'm going to go the extra level and say, you know what? Try using a fork and just stab the popcorn. It might work out better.
No, you're
trying to balance all that.
No, take that fork and stab yourself in the neck.
There you go.
Psycho. Brandon said cheese in a can right out of the can. Well, obviously, that's not. I'd do that right there.
Mm. So is he talking about like the
easy cheese?
The easy cheese?
Easy cheese, yeah.
Because you can buy like nacho cheese in like a legit like can.
He didn't specify. I'm guessing like the easy cheese, but if he's just doing like spoonfuls of nacho cheese
out of the can, you got to open with a can opener.
God, I can smell it coming out of your pores.
I didn't even know they made that until I saw it in the taco aisle the other day. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Cheese in a can, huh?
Yeah, cheese in a can.
I will do the easy cheese though.
Yeah.
My wife hates it.
Oh, so
every
good.
Time we buy it, she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "You should try it."
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is,
and you can have it. It's cheese that you can leave at room temperature.
Yes,
it doesn't need to go in the fridge.
It lasts for hundreds and thousands of years.
My bomb shelter is full of easy cheese.
In Ritz,
of course,
yes.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Good God, eat like a king.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tempt me with a good time. All right, Philip. I swear to God, this is not cool. He says he eats his gyro with ketchup and not tzatziki sauce. What is wrong with you?
No, dude.
That is a Greek delicacy, and you're ruining with ketchup? Philip, come on, man.
Oh, ketchup is it's made to hide flavors. It's made to make things taste better that don't taste good.
Dustin drinks the Clausen's pickle juice out of the jar. He obviously has people in his basement as well. TJ, French fries with a fork.
I've done that before.
Yeah, I'm right there
with them on that one. Especially like you get the chili cheese fries.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to.
It's almost way too messy. Plus, it's just, those fries are buried. You need a fork to get down to the fries.
Derek's, oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
His computer monitor just went out.
Shut off. Derek. He said Snickers bar with a knife and fork on a plate.
I mean, that's just delicate, man. That's a delicacy.
Yes.
I mean, I've never done it, but I could see it.
Eat the damn Snickers bar. Let's see.
I mean, Brock, they are that good.
Sherry does steak with ketchup. Come on.
Just... I want it well done, and bring me some ketchup.
Make it a hockey puck, and then
bring it out.
All the ketchup.
A bed of ketchup.
A bed of ketchup. And then also bring me one of those salad-wrapped mayo pears.
Yes.
For God's sake.
You get the hell out of here.
You know, I was hungry, but I've lost my appetite. Right. Thank you, everyone. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around. Rock.